He had a gigantic musical ego, which was completely deserved, and he had a survivor's attitude because of his upbringing and his background, and as well his personality. He felt great rage and increasing isolation as a result of his progressive hearing disability. The hearing loss first showed itself as a loss of high frequency hearing around 1796, 1797. Beethoven went through a big emotional crisis around 1802 over the hearing loss. In fact, he was apparently even considering, or at least writing about considering, suicide at this time. Someone with Beethoven's ego and artistic vision, I don't think really would pull the plug, but he was thinking about it to the degree that he put it on paper that this was an option he felt that he had. And what is the piece he begins writing immediately after going through this period of crisis in 1802? What's the piece that demonstrates his alienation? Why, it's the Symphony Number 3. By 1803, the year of the Third Symphony, Beethoven is not what we would call a happy camper. He's angry, he's increasingly isolated, he's an alienated survivor with an authority complex. My friends, it has been my experience, and it's probably been your experience also, that happy, self-satisfied, unalienated people seldom rock the boat. They seldom take huge chances or question tradition and authority at every step. But Beethoven did. Now, the external circumstances around Beethoven are equally compelling at this time. There's an increasing emphasis in the late 18th and early 19th century on the individual reveling in their own world, as espoused by Enlightenment philosophy, which encouraged individuality and individual expression, and not just in the musical arts, in the literary and visual arts also. There's the spirit of revolutionary and inevitable change that has been engendered by the French Revolution of 1789 and the Napoleonic turmoil between the years 1799 and 1814. These events, by the way, the French Revolution and Napoleon, profoundly affect Beethoven. I would remind you that the Third Symphony was originally entitled Bonaparte. Beethoven had originally written that word in huge block letters, Bonaparte, across the front of the title page. And Beethoven himself had only destroyed that title page when he found out that Napoleon had crowned himself emperor, and in doing so, made himself just that sort of hereditary, absolute monarch that he was supposedly going to spend the rest of his life overthrowing and thus freeing Europe of the traditional monarchies. Beethoven was so disappointed, as were so many people, that he severed his love relationship, which then became a hate relationship, which characterizes so much of Beethoven's mature heroic period, this thing he had about Napoleon. The third factor in the external factors, the first was the Enlightenment, the second, the revolutionary and Napoleonic turmoil. The third factor was the search in an increasingly secular age for the grand and heroic, for human expression as lofty as religious expression. This became a very important element of Beethoven's personal expressive search. I would quote the marvelous musicologist Donald Grout. Beethoven came upon the scene at a favorable moment in history. He lived at a time when new and powerful forces were abroad in human society, forces which strongly affected him and made themselves felt in his work. Beethoven, like Napoleon and Goethe, was a child of the Enlightenment, the tremendous upheaval which had been fermenting throughout the 18th century and had burst forth in the French Revolution. Historically, Beethoven's work is built on the conventions, the genres, and styles of the classical era, the era of Haydn, the era of Mozart. Through both external and internal circumstances, and of course the force of his own genius, Beethoven transformed this classical heritage and became the source of much that was characteristic of the Romantic era of the 19th century. Now, the quintessential example of Beethovenian heroism, struggle, and individuality is the utterly outrageous Symphony No. 5 of 1807, a work virtually contemporary with the violin concerto. Oh, not that we need to be reminded of the sound of Beethoven's fifth, but a little play never hurt anyone. Let's just hear the very beginning of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and while we listen to this piece, let us remind ourselves that the creation of this work and its premiere in 1808 was still going on at a time when, oh, what I like to call powdered wigs and powdered face music was still essentially the mainstream. That is a more delicate, more restrained, more urbane, and frankly more slick style that we call the classical style still held all the rage.